Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, May 10th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by TomTalk. Leading off today, following last month's introduction of the all-new iMac, available in 7 different colors, a new rumor now says that Apple is working on a new MacBook model that is also available in multiple different colors. In a new YouTube video, the leaker John Prosser says that Apple has been testing prototypes of a new MacBook model in more colors, including a blue option. The source in this video suggests that Apple will bring in, quote, colors for the average consumers. This implies that this is likely referring to the MacBook Air, or perhaps a new MacBook lineup altogether, not the MacBook Pro, that will get the color options. The MacBook Air is currently available in silver, space gray, and rose gold, but this expansion in color options would be similar to the new iMac as well as the iPad Air. It's also worth mentioning that Prosser was correct about the new iMac coming in multiple colors, something he first reported in February. This new information about colors for the MacBook supposedly comes from that same source. Other details about this new MacBook remain unclear, but it's also expected to be introduced sometime later this year or early next year with an updated design and the new Apple M2 processor. The reliable Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo has said that Apple plans to introduce a new MacBook Air with a mini LED display sometime in 2022, but it's possible that there's another revision before that update comes to fruition. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman has also said that Apple is working on a thinner and lighter MacBook Air that could launch as soon as in the second half of 2021. In other news, Apple is now sending a new survey to Apple Watch users, this time to learn more about how Apple Watch wearers use the device to monitor health data. The company specifically focuses on whether the user has any applications installed to monitor eating habits, medications, and blood glucose levels. The survey has a section dedicated to health features, which have become a major selling point of the Apple Watch since its introduction. Apple first asks users about the features built into watchOS, such as step counting, activity rings, stand-up reminders, and the workouts app, followed by a question about which of these features consumers use the most. Following these questions, Apple also asks about third-party apps for managing health data. The survey provides options about using third-party applications for tracking workouts, monitoring eating habits, and managing other healthcare, such as medications and blood glucose. It's the mention of blood glucose levels and how Apple Watch users monitor this data that is especially interesting about this survey. Apple often sends surveys to consumers in order to find out what they think about a product or what they miss. While the options mentioned in surveys don't necessarily make it into a product, recent rumors have indicated that Apple is working on a new blood glucose level sensor for the Apple Watch Series 7, which is expected to be announced later this year. In 2020, Apple asked some iPhone users if they used the power adapter that came in the box, and months later, the iPhone 12 was announced and the charger was not included. Another survey asked users about what they thought of Face ID prior to the release of iOS 14.5, which added an option to unlock the iPhone while using the Apple Watch when wearing a face mask. We expect to learn more about the Apple Watch Series 7 and its new features over the coming months, with an official announcement and a release in the fall. We are sponsored this week by TomTalk. 9 to 5 Mac is teaming up with TomTalk to give away the new M1 iPad Pro, and you can also get 20% off TomTalk's iPad cases and more for a limited time. TomTalk is a leading accessory maker for your Apple devices, and the company's Padfolio maximizes the capabilities and functionality of your iPad case. The TomTalk Padfolio has a ton of capacity with elasticized segments and extra mesh, allowing for plenty of storage options for accessories. This allows you to easily store your cables, your Apple Pencil, and your Magic Keyboard with a separate compartment for your tablet that shelters your iPad. TomTalk's water-repellent fabric allows users to take their iPad on the go, worry-free, in all conditions. The Padfolio is available in 10 colors, and it's backed by TomTalk's 2-year worry-free warranty. Hit the link in the show notes to shop TomTalk for iPad and get 20% off at checkout. And also, don't forget to check out our iPad Pro giveaway for your chance to win the latest M1 iPad Pro. Rounding out today, Apple has seen strong sales of its first 5G iPhone lineup, the iPhone 12 series. As it stands right now, all iPhones use custom Apple silicon for their CPU and GPU, but the cellular modem is still external and manufactured by Qualcomm. Multiple reports have indicated that Apple is developing its own in-house 5G modem, but the rumored timelines on when this will actually come to fruition have varied. In a new investor note today, Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo says that he expects Apple to include its custom 5G modem with the iPhone introduced in 2023 at the earliest. Apple's internal work on a new 5G modem for the iPhone started around 2018 or 2019 when the company's relations with Qualcomm had broken down and the two companies went to court over what Apple called unfair patent licensing terms. At the time, Apple had hoped that it would be able to launch the 5G iPhone using modems from Intel while it battled Qualcomm in court. But as the deadline for iPhone 12 work approached, it became clear that Intel was not able to meet Apple's requirements. So Apple was essentially forced to settle with Qualcomm in April of 2019, and Intel actually went on to shut down its smartphone modem business, and Apple acquired that engineering group from Intel in a $1 billion acquisition. The Qualcomm settlement gave Apple 6 years of Qualcomm modem supply, so now Apple is using that time to design its own custom modem and baseband, something that very few companies attempt to do because of the complexity of the project. So the iPhone 12 with 5G connectivity is powered by a Qualcomm modem on the inside, but according to Kuo, that could change as soon as 2023. Moving from Qualcomm to an Apple custom modem will have several advantages for the iPhone and the iPad. Right now, the modem and the processor inside an iPhone are two separate chips. By unifying them into one, Apple will be able to achieve greater power efficiency and possibly faster performance, too. So if Apple is able to meet its deadlines, we could see the first 5G iPhone with custom Apple silicon as soon as 2023. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.